Begin the current daf Maseches Bava, daf Tezayin. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the narrative from the previous daf, discussing the topic of Eve. And that is because we had mentioned the previous Mishnah, Kisvei Kodesh, which we got into the discussion regarding a brice about what is the order of the Sifrei Kodesh of the 24 books of Tanakh, who authored them. And then there was a discussion regarding who authored Eve, actually when did Eve even live, did it even happen? That was the discussion. So now the Gemara gets into the actual narrative, the theme of the Sefer of Eve, which was that Hashem had asked the Satan, where was he? He says, I traveled the world, I saw there was no one as trustworthy as Avraham Avinu. And that Hashem said, and what about my servant Eve? There's none like him. He is very great. And that, the Satan responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, because you give him all the blessing, of course he's so great to you. How about testing him, giving him affliction, then let's see how trustworthy he really is. So Hashem allows the Satan to go ahead and test Eve. So on that, the Gemara continues the narrative from the previous daf, where the Pasuk tells us that someone that comes and tell Eve regarding that the cattle were plowing and the animals were grazing. And the Pasuk continues as our Gemara continues. So it says there in the Pasuk in Eve, and this is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin, says, Oid ze medaber. So this one who came to give a report about what's going on was in the middle of speaking to Eve. V'zeb avayemer, and another one came and said, Eish Elohim v'goymer, that there was a fire from God, etc., where the Pasuk says, Naflam min hashamayim, that fell from the heavens, and it burnt up the flock and the youth, and they consumed them, and only me, myself, I survived to come and tell you. That's that pasuk. Then the next pasuk continues. Oid ze medaber. Now this one was talking. Bezeb of Yemen. Then another person came and said, oh, another travesty. Kazdim samu shleisha rashim. The Kazdim, these people, the nations of the Kazdim, they placed at three different points. And they spread out on the camels, and they took them, and they plundered, and they took your stuff, and the youth, they smote them by the sword, and only I myself survived to come and tell you what was going on. Continues the next pasuk. Adze medabu, while this one finished what he was saying, another one came and said another bad report. Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their brother's house, the firstborn. And as the next pasuk continues, that a great wind came from the other side of the desert, and touched and reached the four corners of the house of your firstborn son, and it fell on the young ones, etc., which the pasuk says, and they died. And he says, I'm the only one that survived to come and tell you what was going on. So the next pasuk says, V'yakim Eve got up, V'yikras me'ilah, and he tore his cloak, V'yogez his reishay, V'goyim, and he started tearing at his hair, at his head, etc. And it says that he fell to the floor, and he prostrated himself. And as the pasuk continues, V'yayim, and he said, Arm yitzasti mi'beten imi, I came out of my mother's womb naked, V'arm ashav shama, and naked I'm going to go back to where I came from, V'ashem nasin, V'ashem lakach, Hashem gave, and Hashem takes, Yishem Hashem evarech, let the name of Hashem be blessed. And as the pasuk continues and says, with all this, all the travails that Eve was tested, he did not sin, and that he did not place anything inappropriate to Hashem to blame him for all the bad that happened to him. Now the pasuk continues then in the beginning of Perek Beis, that it says, that it was on that day, that the malachim, they all came in front of Hashem, as the pasuk there says, and so too the Satan came amongst them, also to stand in front of Hashem. So, v'yem Hashem ala Satan. The next pasuk says that Hashem said to the Satan, where are you coming from? V'yana Satan, es Hashem v'yem, so the Satan answered to Hashem and said, mishayt ba'aretz v'yem, from wandering the land, etc., where it says, u'mishalich ba, and from going, Lashon Hiluch, of going in the land. So what was the Satan responding to Hashem? So Amar Lefadim, the Satan said in front of Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel, master of the world, Shatatati b'chol ha'olam, I wandered the entire world, v'lametzasi ka'avdach Avram, I didn't find like your servant Avram. Shemartala, you told him, kumis alech ba'oritz l'arka l'rachba k'lechot nano, go and travel the land of Eretz Yisrael to its length and its width, because to you I'm going to give it. Yet, Ubishosha Bikish Likfirsar, when he wanted to bury his wife Sarah, Le Matsa Makam Likaiver, he didn't find place, no, he had nowhere to bury his wife in the land that was supposed to be his. And yet he didn't contemplate against your attributes. He didn't have any complaints against you. Now, but then the pasuk continues that Hashem responded to the Satan. Hashem said to the Satan, okay, Avram was great. Hasam to libchel abdi Eve, did you place your heart, did you think about my servant Eve? Ki ein kamoi ba'aretz v'gam, because there's no one like him amongst all the land. Where the pasuk says that he's a complete person, upstanding, he's the fear of God, and he moves away from evil. And as the pasuk they conclude, v'ydenu machzik b'tumas, and he still maintains his wholesomeness. V'tesiseni ba, and yet you, the Satan, you are seducing me, enticing me, levalachinim, to go ahead and swallow him for nothing. Now, Amr B'yechon, he makes a comment on this pasuk. Il meli mikro kasev, had we not had a pasuk write this, yef shalom, it wouldn't be possible to say it. Hashem, so to speak, was like a person that gets induced, gets seduced to do something, and he actually capitulates. Well, obviously, that's not the understanding. This is Hashem makes the malach, and Hashem rules the world, but that's how it seems in regards to the conversation, the dialogue that Hashem is having with the Satan, as if was Mesis Hashem, seduced him to do something which Hashem is saying, see, you made me give all these punishments to Ian, for what? He still maintains his wholesomeness. Now, but Masnid Tana in the Braisa was learned that the way the metaphysics of this works is that Yerid, the Satan, goes down to the world, Umasa, and then he misleads people and makes them sin. Voila, then he goes back up, Umargis, and then he angers the fury of the king, meaning of Hashem, with his prosecution, and then Neitel Rishos, so he gets permission then to kill the sinner, and that's like we said, once he's given permission, like it says, Vatesiseni boy, is then, Beneitel Neshama, he takes the person's life. In other words, as the Gemara will shortly explain, the Satan, the Malchamavis, the Yitzhar, it's all the same one. He's the Yitzhara, he gets you to sin, then Satan, then he goes up and he prosecutes, and then he's the Malchamavis, then he punishes from the person, which are essentially all the non-beings of the person. The sin, which is the Gehenna that the person goes through, the angel of death, taking away his vitality, taking away his Havaya, is the same one that's the Satan. They're all the same Malach. Now the pasuk says, V'yan ha-Satan es Hashem v'yemer. The Satan responded to Hashem and he said, where Hashem was, so to speak, complaining to the Satan and saying, see, you tried all these things and yet Eve is standing the trial of the test. So the Satan responded and he said, well, Ur ba'ad Ur. Limb for limb, which is the or is the person's skin, v'chal asher la'ish, and whatever a person has, yitin bad nafshe, he'll give for his soul, for his life. A person will give up everything as long as he could stay alive. So therefore, Satan responds to Hashem. He says, ulam, however, shlachno yotcha, you allowed, as we said from the previous stuff, which this dialogue was continuing from, you allowed me to do everything to him, make his kids die, lose all his wealth, but just not to touch him, you said. But that's response Satan. Yes, that test he passed. However, shlachnu yotcha, now send your hand, he says to Hashem, v'gal atzmei vel basari, and touch his actual bones and his own flesh. Im loyal panecha yevarchecha, that if not to your face, he's going to bless, again euphemistically, meaning that chas shalom, like curse Hashem. So v'yem Hashem ala Satan, Hashem responded back to the Satan. Hine biyotcha, behold, Eiv is in your hand. Ach es nafshei shama, however, you must keep him alive. You're allowed to afflict him even in his body, but you can't kill him. So the pasuk says, "V'yitzeh ha-satan me'etz p'nei Hashem." So the Satan went out from before Hashem, "V'yach es Eiv," and then he afflicted Eiv, "V'goyim etc." Where the pasuk says, "With an evil boils from the foot of, from the bottom of his foot to the top of his head." And Amar B'Yitzchok, he says, "Kasha tzairish l'satan." How great was the pain of the Satan, who he had the job of making sure Eve doesn't pass away. Yes, Mishal Eve, he had more pain than what Eve had in all what's called the Yisuri Eve. Why? Because Mashal Evet Shamalei Rabbi, this could be compared to a servant that his master told him, Shavar Chavis, break the barrel, but Vashamar Siyain, to make sure that the wine is safeguarded, where he's afflicting his body, which is what is the vessel for the soul, yet he has to make sure he stays alive, but to afflict him in his body, that was the challenge that the Satan had. Now, Amar Shlokesh, Rish Lakish says, like we mentioned before, who's Satan? He's the prosecuting angel. Who Yetzirah? He's also the inclination of doing bad, of not experiencing a person's real reality that Hashem gives him. Who Malcham Abbas? He's the angel of death, which is also that part of the person that is what death is, which is when the person is not experiencing his Havaya, his essence. How do we see this? Who's Satan? He's the prosecuting angel, the Sublik says in the Pasuk, as we mentioned before, the Yetzirah Satan Meis Pnei Hashem, that Satan went out from before Hashem. Now, who Yetzirah? How do we know that he's the same, that's the person's evil inclination? It's because Sivasim says over the Embereishes, Rak Rak Kol Hayom, says regarding a person's inclination is that only to do evil the entire day. Now, Ksef Hacha says over here in the Pasuk in Eiv, says when he's saying to the Satan, what does he tell him? Rak a love al tzir shalyotcha, but just to him you shouldn't stretch out your hand. You see the same word rak is mentioned by both rak rak kaliyam and rak a love al tzir shalyotcha, which is also the same idea, which is the Satan, the Yetzar, could do everything to the person, just not actually touch the person, but he could drive a person to want and have those urges. But the Gzeir Shava of rak. So you see that it's the same malach. And who Malach HaMavis, he's the angel of death, like it says in the Pasuk, when the Satan was told, Ach es nafshei shamar. However, his life you have to safeguard, meaning you're not allowed to take his life. Alma b'didei kaima. Obviously, that it's because regarding taking his life is dependent on this Malach, this Satan, because he's usually the one that takes away people's lives. He's the Malach HaMavis, and there he was warned not to take away this person's life. So you see, it's all the same Malach. What makes a person sin is this Malach, who then goes up and is the Satan and prosecutes, and then he gets permission to take away the person's life, which that can be quantitatively, qualitatively. Person's not living his life. Person is on some level, has that death. That's the same Malach. Amar Blavi. He actually says, the Satan upanina, the Satan, this prosecuting angel, and Penina, l'shem shemaim niskabu. Their intention was for the sake of heaven. It wasn't actually to cause harm. Satan, Kiven the Chazla Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the not yodaiti basa Eiv, that he was leaning towards liking Eiv, Amr Chas Vasham, he said, heaven forsake, Minchi Lilir Chamanusi Davram, he's going to forget about the mercy that he has for Avram Avinu. Our whole sustenance of as a nation is built on the forefather of Avram Avinu, who started it all, and if he's going to like Eiv, it might cause something bad for the Jewish people, and therefore the Satan started saying, oh, Eiv is not so great, he said, let's try him like this, like test him like that. It was for L'shem Shemaim. So to Penina, the Chsiv, Penina who tormented her sister-in-law, Tchana, the Chsiv, it says the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, V'chi asta tzarasa gam kos, that she also pained her not her sister-in-law, her rival wife, her co-wife, which they were both married to Shmuel, also angered her. Now, why? Says the Pasuk, Bava Harima, so that she should complain that here she's barren and Penina has all these children running around and Chana doesn't have any children and Chaldav, and that's what she painted. It says, oh, look what my children made today. Isn't it beautiful? So cute. And here she is in pain. So although that she hurt Chana, but it was L'shem Shemaim, it was for the sake of heaven that she should daven and get inspired and then have her own children. Now the Gemara tells that the Rasha of Acha Bar Yaakov Bar Papanaya, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov expounded this last drasha from Reb Levi in Papanaya, and Asa Satan Nashke Lekari, and the Satan came and kissed him on his foot because he was showing that he's not this quote bad guy that everyone paints him out to be. It's being done L'shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven. Now the Pasuk in Eiv says that B'chol Zayis L'chat to Eiv B'Svasav. But now with all this that he went through, Eiv did not sin with his lips. Now Amar Rava, he reflects on the Pasuk and he says B'Svasav L'chata. With his lips he didn't sin, meaning he didn't say something directly as a sin, but b'libechata, in his heart he did sin. Now the question is, my kama, what did he say? What do you see that you could read between the lines and see that in his heart he had something against Hashem? Because the Pasuk in Eiv says that Eiv said, Eretz nitna b'yad rasha, the land is given over to the hands of the wicked, p'nesha evtei yechasa, that the face of the judges are covered over, imlai, because if not, eifa mihu, then where is he? Meaning there's no judgment, there's no justice in this world. So Amar Rabba said, Bikish Eiv lahapach kar al piya. Eiv attempted to turn the plate over on its opening, meaning to tear out all the dignity of the world, and he was blaspheming against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if this is what's called less din, less dying. There's no justice here. Anything happens, as if Hashem is not running the world, Chas Hashem. Amalei Abaye, now Abaye actually disagreed with Rava. He says, Leidibur Eiv el keneged ha-satan. Here he wasn't contemplating against Hashem. He was talking about in regards to the Satan, what the Satan attempted to do. And he's making it like that. That's what his complaint was, but not towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara actually tells us that this machlekes Abayin Rava is ketanoi, is a machlekes tanoim in the following brisa. When Eve said, Eretz nitna miyad rasha, that the land is given over to the hands of the wicked, Shrebel Yezor, he says, Bikish Eve l'hapach kar al piya. Eve attempted to turn the plate over on its mouth as if to say that there is no control over here. Amalei Yeshua, no, loy dibe evil kalabi satan is talking in regards to the satan, but not chas v'shalom, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot control the world. Now the pasuk in Eve says that Eve said, al daitcha, with your understanding, ki loy arsha, because I would not do anything evil, ve'imi yotcha matzla, and there's no saving from your hand. So what does he mean to say? Amar Rav, he says, Bikash Eve lifter is kala ilm kule min adin. Eve attempted to exempt any person from this land, from this world, from judgment, from having been judged by Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he was attempting to tell Hashem that, look, we're all forced. We have no free will. We have no ability. And it's just cause and effect because you created the Yetzirah. And the way the pasuk is interpreted is, adait chokiloi ersha, that, in other words, if you had wanted to, then I would not have sinned. Al daitcha, with your understanding, with your volition, I wouldn't sin. Because it's just, you made the world that way, and that's why we sin. That is, Amal HaFan, he said in front of Hashem, Rebbein Yishol, the master of the world. Perasa shar pasaisa sedukas. You made an ox with split hooves. Perasa chamar, you made a donkey. You create a donkey. Pasaisa kulutas, with closed hooves. In other words, you made this animal kosher, this one not kosher. Everything is because of you. You made this one have signs of purity, this one signs of impurity. Barasa Gan Eden, you made the Garden of Eden. Barasa Gan, you made Gehenna. Barasa Tzadikim, so too, this is where he followed the logic. You made righteous people by the good inclination. And Barasa Sham, you made wicked people through the Yetzahara. And therefore, there's no one that can be saved from your hand, which, like, that he ended off on that pasuk, because who could stop you? We're just forced because of sin, and that is because of the Yetzirah that you made by us. So, mima akava yotcha, who could stop you? So therefore, why are we getting judged? There's no judgment. We're just forced by the force of nature that you made. Now, umaya hadli chavri de'iv. Now, what did the colleagues, the friends of Eve, respond to him? They said to him, afata, then you too, tafa yiru, you would then have abolished fear, v'tigrasich lefnei el, and that you should stop talking in front of God. What's the point of davening? What's the point of anything if everything is just the way Hashem made it? So rather what they were telling him was, bara kadosh bohu yitzahara, you're right. Hashem created the evil inclination. Now that creates an urge in you to do something wrong. But Barulei Torah Tavlin, but he created also for it the Torah, which is the antidote, which that can nullify thoughts of sin. As the Gemara says in Sefer Kedushin of Laman Mabeis, that when this manuvel, a reference to the Yetzirah, this repulsive one, who comes to you, then Meshchele Beis HaMedrash, bring him into the study hall. If he's a rock, then he'll dissolve. Whatever the Yetzirah that a person has, there's an antidote in the Torah, and therefore a person is not considered coerced, because he could save himself because he does have free will, and he could use the antidote, that of Torah, that he doesn't have to sin. Darsh Rav, Rava expounded, Maidach said, what does this mean in the pasuk in Eve, when Eve says, that Birchas Oved, the blessing of the one who lost, Alai Tavai, should come unto me, V'lev Almana, and the heart of the widow, Aaron and I will sink. What does that mean? So he says, Birchas Oved Alai Tavai, Eve was saying, that the blessing of the one who thought he lost his field, and then he realizes that it's not, and he gives a blessing, Alai Tavai should come upon me. What that means to say is, Malamacha Yugizel Sodom Yisim. He would, quote, steal the fields from orphans, and they were like, Oyvah, they lost. And then they would bless because of Mashbicha Machzil, and he would make it better and then give it back to them. That's the Brachas Oyvah should come on me because they're so appreciative of what I did for them. And Malev Almana Arnan, the heart of the widow, I should sing, is the Chalhecha the Hava Almana, because wherever there was a widow, the Lahaba Nasibla, no one wanted to marry her. Hava Azul Shadi Shmeel Lavah, he would go and place his name with her. That is, either that he would say that she's his relative, or he would talk about possibly marrying her. And then when they see Eve, who's a great person, being interested in her, and then people who come and get married to her, that is, he sings for the heart of the widow. Moreover, Eve said, Lu shokel yishokel kas, he says, if only that my anger would be weighed, v'havasi b'maznayim, and my being would be in the scales, that yisu yachad, that they would be carried together. Now, Amar Rav, he comments regarding this statement that Eve made, Afra lepumi de Eve, earth should be stuffed into the mouth of Eve, because it's inappropriate what he said. Chavrusa klap ishmaya, he's making himself like as if a friend towards the divine presence, towards heaven, like a person that has a dispute with his friend. And he says, okay, let's go weigh it out. Let's go see and duke it out and see who's right and who's wrong. It's as if like he's telling Hashem, let's weigh who's right, me or you. That's very inappropriate to say towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too he says, and the loy over here is supposed to be with an aleph, La yesh beinenu mechiach. We don't have between us someone that could prove, and that Yash Yisrael de'al Shenein, that could place his hand on the two of us. I mean, like, who's going to, like, decide me, Hashem, me or you, who's right? Again, Amar Rav, he says, Afrila Pumi de'iv, earth should be in the mouth of Eiv. Klum Yash Evet Shemichich Has Rabba, is there a servant that rebukes and reproofs his master? Like, as if Hashem, like, you know, maybe it's I'm right and you're wrong. That's inappropriate. Now, another statement that Eve said, Bris Karati Leinai, I have made a covenant for my eyes, Umoz Bain Al Basula, that why should I contemplate regarding a virgin? It's not, I don't look at other women, at girls. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Afala Pumi de Eve. This also is like, earth should be put into the mouth of Eve. Because Eve Bachra and the Yasa, he's so proud of himself that he made a covenant that he's not looking at other women. Avram, Avram didn't even look at his own wife. Like it says in the pasuk, "Hini no yodati," because now I know ki'ishi fasmarad, that you are beautiful. Now this was only when they were on their way down to Egypt. Machlad mikar la'avayadla. Obviously, before that, he didn't even know. That's how righteous he was with his, how he would gaze at even his own wife, not to have it in an inappropriate way. So this is an Eve is priding himself that he doesn't look at other women. So the pasuk says that Eve said, "Kala onan vayelach," that the cloud disappears and goes away. Kain Yerit Shaol, that's how a person goes into Gehenim, and Lo Yala, he doesn't come out. Now, Amar Rava, he says, Mikan Shekafer Eve, but Chesem Mesem, from here we see that Eve denied the ultimate revival of the dead, because as if a person goes into Gehenim, never comes out, that's not true. A person goes, but ultimately will be resuscitated, will be revived. So from the fact that he said like that, obviously he denied Chesem Mesem. Now, moreover, he said to Hashem, Asher B'sa'ari Yishufeini, that with a whirlwind, he broke me. That he increased my wounds for nothing. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba said to Eiv, Bisa'ara Cheref. Eiv, blasphemed, he complained to Hashem with the word Bisa'ara, with a whirlwind. Uvisa'ara Heshivu, so Hashem responded to him also with the whirlwind. Bisa'ara Cheref, we see that he blasphemed with the whirlwind, the Chsiv, like it says in the pasuk we just quoted, Hashem Bisa'ara Yishrafein, they said Hashem broke me with this whirlwind. So, Amal Afanav, meaning, what does it mean that Hashem broke me with the whirlwind? So, he said in front of Hashem, Rabbi Nishal, master of the world, Shemirach Sa'ara Avalafanecha, maybe a wind of a whirlwind passed in front of you and mixed everything up. V'neschalaflach bein Eiv L'Oyev. And you got mixed up between Eiv, which is my name, and a very similar sounding name, which is just a little bit switched around, the Vav and the Yod L'Oyev, to an enemy. Like, why all these bad things happening to me? Oh, so Bisara Shibus, Hashem responded to him with the whirlwind. The sibling says, in the pasuk of Yana Hashem is Eiv min Hasara, that Hashem responded to Eiv from the whirlwind, V'yomer, and he said, V'gayim, etc., that he continued, and it says, Ezenocha gever chalatzecha. He said, girdle your loins now like a man, and Hashem says, Ashalcha, I'm going to ask you, V'yidiyani, and you let me know. So what was Hashem responding to him? So Amalai, Hashem said to Eiv, wait a second, Harben nimen barasi ba'adam, I made many hairs, strands of hair on the person. Now, his response is coming because when Hashem responded, min ha-sa'ara, it means from the word as if with a sin, which is interchangeable, a word of sar, of hair. What do you mean Hashem responded to him from the hair? He says, I made many strands of hair on the person. And every single strand of hair has its own pore, its own hole. Why? That no two hairs should nourish from the same pore. Why? Because if two hairs would get from one pore, it would weaken the vision of a person. So I don't get mixed up, says Hashem, between two pores. So what do you think? I'm going to mix up Eiv and Eiv? Moreover, Hashem continues this form of logic. Hashem says, who divides the rainwater into the channels? Begayim, etc. What is Hashem telling him? Harba tipin barasi ba'avim. Hashem said, I mean, many drops of rain in the clouds. V'chol tipa v'tipa barasi l'dfus b'fnei atzman. Every single drop has its own channel how it comes down to this world. Why? K'dei sh'layiyu sh'tei tipin yetzis m'tfus echad, so that no two drops should come out in the same form. Shal mali sh'tei tipin yetzis m'tfus echad, because if two drops would come out in the same path, then it would muddy the whole land. It would make the whole land, the whole world into clay, because the earth is it together with water. If it would come together, it would make it way too much. It would muddy the whole thing, and it wouldn't bring forth any produce. So says Hashem, I don't get mixed up between two drops of rain that they should, by mistake, cross each other. And you're telling me that I got mixed up between Eiv and Oiv? Now the Gemara asks, "My mashma da haitala lishna d'tfusi." When we're interpreting the pasuk over here, "Mi pilak," who divides, who separates the shetef, the downpour of ta'ala, which we're translating as a channel. Where do we say that the word ta'ala means that Hashem makes the downpour, every drop come in its own channel, its own form? So Amar Abba Rashila says, "D'chsilik," says the pasuk melachim aleph. It says, "Vayas ta'ala," that Elio made the channel, "kibesa saim zera," like a tusa, a house of tusa of seed, where again, that's the pasuk we see that ta'ala means a channel. Now, the Gemara continues quoting what Hashem's, this line of response to, from the sa'ar that Hashem responded to Eiv. Hashem said, "V'derech lechaziz," and a path for the clouds, of koilis, of how the voices, the sounds are, the thunderclaps are in the clouds. What Hashem was telling him was, "Harba koilis b'ras above," I mean, many different sounds in the clouds. And every single sound, every single clap of thunder, barasli shvilbif, and that's my made for it its separate path. Why? That no two sounds should come out from the same path. Because if two of these thunders would come out from the same path, it would destroy the entire world. So says Hashem, I don't get mixed up between two different sounds. I'm going to get mixed up between Eiv, which is you, and Oiv, which is an enemy. Moreover, Hashem continues, "Hayadas eis ledis yali salad." Do you know the time of when the mountain goat gives birth? "Chaylil ayolis tishmer." Would you be able to safeguard the pangs of the birth of the gazelle? What is Hashem telling him? "Ye'elazu," this mountain goat, "achzorias al banau," is very cruel to its children. Meaning, "b'shoshe karas," at the time when the mountain goat kneels, as a ketintam at beis, lo ledis, to give birth, so the mother goes up to the top of the mountain because she wants when the child is born that she should fall down the mountain cliff and die. Now, but Hashem says, "Vani mazman lo nesher," but I provide an eagle that should receive the child with its wings and place the child not to fall to its death, but rather to put in front of the mother. It says Hashem, if it would be a moment too soon or a moment too late, miad meis. So then the child would automatically die when it falls down the cliff. So being regular in the schafli, between one moment, one nanosecond, one second to the other, I don't get mixed up. Being Eiv la'Eiv in the schafli is going to get mixed up for me between Eiv and Oiv. And the second half of that pasuk said, "Chaylil ayolas tishmer." Can you safeguard the birth pangs of the antelope, of the gazelle? Meaning, ayala zurach matzah, this gazelle has a very narrow birth canal. B'shusha karas ledis, when she kneels to give birth, says Hashem, "Ani mazman lo darken," I provide for her at that moment a snake, "shemekisha beveserechem," that bites her by the place of the womb, "umisrapa," and that loosens then the area, "mimaleido," or the girsa is veyaledis, and then she could go ahead and give birth. Now, "vilmoli makdim rege echad im acher rege echad," if that snake would come a moment too soon, a moment too late, "miyad mesa," right away, the woman would die in the gazelle would die in childbirth. Now, so it says Hashem, being regular in Schafli, so from one moment to the next, I don't get mixed up. Being Eiv or Oiv in Schafli, and you think I get mixed up between Eiv and an Oiv? Now, the pasuk reflects that Eiv loy bedasi daber. Eiv did not talk with wisdom, with understanding. V'dvarv le b'haskel, and his words were not with wisdom. Now, however, Uksiv, it does say in the pasuk that, this is in Perek Membeis, pasuk Zion, that it says, after Hashem spoke these words to Eiv, then Hashem said to Eliphaz HaTimani, that he says, I'm upset at you and your two friends. Why? Because the Chassid says in the pasuk, you didn't speak to me appropriately, ka'avdi Eiv, like my servant Eiv. So the question is, but it sounds like Eiv did not talk appropriately. So what does it mean, not like the servant Eiv? Moreover, the deek is also that it said that he did not speak with understanding, but it doesn't say that he spoke with wickedness. So Amar Rava, Rava says, mikan she'ein adam nitfas, from here we learn that a person does not get punished. He's not liable for having spoken harsh words, b'shas sarai, if it was at the time that when the person was going through pain and suffering, because that's what it says, li b'dasi dabe, but it doesn't say b'rashi dabe, it's just that without understanding, he wasn't understanding how Hashem is, and it's inappropriate to speak like that, but he wasn't punished for that. Because in a time of pain, a person is not expected to, a person is not punished for having spoken in inappropriate ways. Now the pasuk in Eve says, which if we have the gears of the parentheses, was talking about Eve's friends, says v'yishmu shleishes rei Eve es kala raha zesaboy lov. So that the three friends of Eve heard about all the bad that had happened and befallen their friend Eve. V'yivoyu esh mekayme, now each one came from his place. There were Eliphaz ha-Temani, there was Yevildad ha-Shuchi, and Betzeva ha-Namasi. V'yivoadu yachtav, and they gathered together. Lovay lonud lo yul nachmei, to come and to travel to him and to console him. Now, mayim v'yivoadu yachtav, what does it mean that they gathered together? What's the chiddush in that? So Amar Yehuda Merav, he says, Malamet shenichnasu kulam b'shar echad, comes to teach us that all of them came into the gate together at the same time. Now, Batana, it was taught in the Braisa that being kol echad ve'echad, that the distance between where each of them had lived was sholosh me'ez parsi, which is 300 parsi. And yet, in spite of that, they all heard about it and ended up coming at the same moment. So the question is, how did they even know about what he was going through? So Yigadami, that those that say the klila havlahu, that they each had crowns. And in each one of their crowns, there was three faces. Each one had his name engraved on his face, and when something bad would happen to one of the three friends, then the face on the crown would change. Or the ikadami, that those that say iloni havlu, they had, each friend had trees, that each tree was representing a different one of the friends. The chamshi, once it started wilting havayadi, they knew that something wrong and something bad is happening, and they had the either the face or the tree of Eve that was starting to go wrong, and therefore they all came, and they came at the same moment to come and visit Eve. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Haini damish inchi." That's what people say. Oy chaver kechaver de Eve. Either have a friend like the friends of Eve, oy misuso, or die. Because if a person doesn't have such a good friend, then it's better for him to pass away. Because such a person would never be able to survive without having the support of such good friends. Now, a related discussion to what we're talking about here with Eve, the Gemara introduces this pasuk in Bereishis. It says, "Vayhiki heichel adam lariv al panei adama." Early on in the history, in the times of Bereishis, that when the people started being lariv on the face of the earth, which literally means to say that they started multiplying, there were many of them. Uvan esudlem, and they started giving birth to daughters. Now, Rabbi Yechon Amar, he interprets, what does it mean that they were lariv al panei adama? It means revia ba'al olam, that fertility started coming to the world. And that is because when they started giving birth to daughters, and a daughter, either because she gets married younger, so therefore she has children first, or because fertility is with a woman, it takes only one woman, but there could be many men, and the woman could have children. So when they started having daughters, that's when fertility started coming to the world. Shlakasham, he actually interprets the word lariv al panei adama, was that meriva bol olam. When there were many more women, then quarrels started coming to the world. Now, Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Shlakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Liddi Dach, according to your interpretation, the Amrit Reviya Bal Olam, that you said when there were more girls, then fertility started coming to the world, which is a blessing. Then why wasn't the daughters of Eve doubled? We know that whatever blessing Eve had before these trials, after that, it was all doubled. So why weren't his daughters doubled if you're saying that daughters are a blessing to have more fertility? So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan said to him, Nehidalei Nichfalu B'Shemes, although they weren't doubled in name, meaning the quantity wasn't doubled, Aval Nichfalu B'Yefi, but they were doubled in, maybe we'd call it quality, in beauty. And there's no greater doubling than beauty. Just like it says there in the Pasuk, Vayihilei Shiv'ona Banim, that Eve had 14 sons, V'Sholish Banis, and 3 daughters. V'Yikru Shema Achas Yemima, one of them was called Yemima. V'shem HaShem is Ketziah, the second one was called Ketziah. V'shem HaShlish is Keren HaPoch, and the third one was called Keren HaPoch. Why were they called these three names? Yemima, Shaisa Deimel Yom, because she was compared to the day, she was as clear as the sun. That's how beautiful she was. Ketziah, Shaya Recha Neidiv Ketziah, because her aroma wafted through like Ketziah, which is a type of aromatic spice. That's how wonderful she smelled. And Keren HaPoch, so Amri Debeir B'Shila, it was said in the Yeshiva of B'Shila, Shadimla Karna the Keresh, because she was compared to the horn of this animal, this wild animal called the Keresh, where the horns make other things black, like the dye of this hapuch. So that's why she was called Keren Hapuch, where it's like the horn of a Keresh, which makes other things this dark color. Now, Machaycha Labba Marava, so they laughed on this in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Keren the Keresh Lakusihi. To be like the horn of the Keresh is something bad, not something beautiful. That dye is a blackening thing, makes other things black that touches it. Why would that be considered something of beauty? to Elam Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya says, Kekukama derishka. Rather, that she was like the saffron of the garden, meaning the type of saffron that grows in the garden, bimine, which is the most of the best of all the types of spices and herbs that there are. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, ki sikri, that when if you'll enlarge your eyes, bapuch, by using cosmetics, so that the word bapuch is like is some type of a makeup, where here keren hapuch is of the relationship of this kokama derishka, that's the type of beautiful saffron that she was, like that's used for cosmetics. It's again illustrating her great beauty. So his daughters, although they didn't double in number, but they doubled in beauty. Now the Gemara continues with a related discussion where there was this machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish regarding when there were daughters starting being born in the world. Then there was Lariv. Was that a blessing or was that a curse? Was that there was fertility or was that a problem because then they started quarreling? So Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe, Isilah de Lebrata, he gave birth to a daughter. He was beside himself that he gave birth to a daughter, not a son. So Amalei Avua, his father said to him, what do you mean? Revi'a bala ilim. We see from the pasuk we said before, that fertility comes to the world. You should be happy that you have a daughter, that's going to bring you more fertility. Now Amalei Bakapar, so Bakapar said to Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe, Tanchumin shel hevel nichamcha avucha. Your father comforted you, a comfort of vanity, of emptiness. Because the Tan Lintna Braisa, you're right, the world cannot sustain without males and without females. And you're right, by having a girl, so then that's the opportunity of having fertility because she's the one that gives birth. But praiseworthy is the one that his sons are males, and but woe to the one that his children are females. So to it's impossible for the world to have not to have both those who deal with perfume and those who deal with hides and tanning them. But Asher Misham Nase Busmi, but praiseworthy is one that his craft is dealing with aromatic and fragrant spices. Ayloy Lemisham Nase Busmi, woe to the one who deals with these smelly hides to have to tan them. So although the world needs all these things, but it is more praiseworthy, and that's the tefillah to Davin in the first 40 days for a Zachar to have a male and not to have a female. So although he's saying fertility is coming, but he said that's a bracha of Hevel. Now, Kitanoi, actually the Gemara says that this idea about having a daughter, if that's a blessing or not, actually machlokes Tanoim. The Pasuk says in Bereishis that Hashem berech as Avram bakol, that Hashem blessed Avram with everything. So my bakol, what does this mean, he blessed him with everything? So in Meirim, he says, Shaloi hoisele bas. The blessing of everything was that because he did not have a daughter. Now, obviously, the Gemara is not saying that a daughter is bad, but it means to say, for Avram Avinu, what was required was that he shouldn't have a daughter, and that is because of the challenges that there were, especially in times of Avram, that he didn't have a daughter. But that's the element where it's saying the risk inherent, the troubles, the travails, that was Bakol, that he did not have a daughter. Now, Rabbi Huda Aimer, he says, no, Shahis Leibas, the blessed, that he was blessed with everything was that he had daughter. So we see that this is Machlekes Tanoim regarding if the daughter is a blessing or to the contrary. Others say that what does it mean Hashem blessed Avram Bakol? Bas Hoysel Avram. Avram had a daughter, Ubakol Shema. Her name was Bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with Bakol. That was her name. Now Rabbi Elazar Madoyim, he says a different interpretation. What does it mean Hashem blessed Avram with everything? It's Tagninus Hoysel Beliba Shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had the skill of stargazing, and that he had in his heart. That all the kings of the east and the west would come to his doorway to consult with him regarding what the stars say. That means Hashem blessed Avram with everything. He says a different interpretation. He says, there was a precious stone that hung from the neck of Avram Avinu. Any ill person that would see it right away would get healed. And that's why it means he was blessed with everything. He had this healing power that anyone who saw him was healed. And when Avram Avinu passed away from this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung it up in the orb, in the bowl of the sun. Now, Amar Bai, he says, that's what people say. When the day comes up, meaning when the sun is up, when the sun is shining, then idli kitzira, then the sick get up, meaning that lightens a person's sickness. Because again, it has that precious stone that heals when you see it. A different interpretation of what does it mean Avram was blessed with everything is Shleimarad Esav Yamav, that Esav, his grandson, did not rebel against the ways of his grandfather Avram during when Avram was still alive. Tavach, a different interpretation, is Sha'asa Yishmol Chuv Beyamim, that his son Yishmol repented when Avraham Avinu was still alive. He merited to see his son come back. So the Gemara explains these two interpretations. Shalei Marid Esav Beyamim Minalim. Where do we know that Esav did not rebel when Avraham Avinu was still alive? Because the Chassid says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayavai Esav Ben Asadav Hu Oyev, that Esav came from the field and he was worn out. Now, Tana, we learn the Braisa, Oysayim, that day was Nifta Avram Avinu. It was the day that Avram Avinu passed away. V'asa Yaakov Avinu, Tavshal Shal Adashim, and Yaakov Avinu, his grandson, made a dish of lentils, L'nachem Es Yitzchak Aviv, to console his father Yitzchak, who was mourning the loss of his father. Now, U'mayishna Shal Adashim, why was he serving his father with lentils? So Ami B'marav Mishmid Rabba Bamori says, they said in the Western Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabba Bamori, because Ma Adash Azu, it's symbolic, just like this lentil, Ein Lo Peh, doesn't have a mouth, an opening, meaning like other beans or other types of legumes that has some type of a crack, where it's like as if there's a mouth, these lentils don't have that. It's symbolic, Af Oval Ein Lo Peh, so to a mourner doesn't have a mouth, that's because he just sits and he's silent. That's what's the symbolism of the lentils. Davachar, different interpretation is, Ma Adash Azu Megagelis, just like these lentils are round, Af Avelis Megagelis, so to mourning is a circle, Umerzeres al Bo'olam, that it goes around to all those people, the world. It's one of those circles of life events where people are born, people die, people born, people die. That's the symbolism of the lentils. And that's comforting because either the part about that, yeah, you don't have to say anything, don't worry, that's like the lentils. Or because, and this is what happens, people are born, people are die, this is part of life. Now, my b'nai, what's the halachic difference between these two interpretations? It could be b'nai that those that say, l'nachumi b'vei, to console, to give the dish with eggs. Eggs don't have an opening, but they're not round as a circle as lentils, so then for that reason it wouldn't be viable, but for that of not having a mouth, then that option would be viable. Now, Amar B'yechanan, he says, Chamesh Averis Over Eisa Rosh HaBa'is HaYem, that day, which was only when Avraham Avinu passed away, so he never saw what his grandson Esav was going to turn into. That day, Esav violated five big sins. Bo al nari mayrasa, he cohabited with an engaged girl, an engaged maiden. V'hargis anefesh, he killed someone. V'kafa be'ikah, he denied the essence of Hashem. V'kafa b'tchis ha'mesim, he denied the revival of the dead. And Vishad as a Bakhira, and he degraded the position of being the firstborn, meaning he degraded the service of Hashem, which is going to be with the firstborns, as we see that the Targum of Shat is a bazillion is Shat, like it says in the Pasuk Shmuel Beis, Madohi Kalasani, why do you treat me lightly? The Targum Yenison translate Ishtani. So where do we find that he did all these five things? So as the Pasuk says, Baal Namarasa, where do we know that he cohabited with an engaged maiden? Because Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Vayava Esav Min HaSadeh, Esav came from the field. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there, when a man rapes a girl, it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Ki Vasadeh Mitzah, because he found her in the field, that the girl was screaming, who was engaged, and no one was there to help her. So you see that he came Min HaSadeh, it's a reference to that field of violating a Namarasa. Hargis and Nefesh, he killed somebody, because Ksiv Hacha Oyev, here it says that he was worn out. Ksiv Hasim, it says over there, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Oyna Li, woe to me, ki Oyfa Nafsh L'Hargim, because my soul is worn out from the murderers. We see that murder connotes being worn out. But Kafa B'Ikka, he denied the essence of Hashem. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Lomazeli, he says, why do I need this? Zeh. Ksiv Hasim says over there, in Pasuk in Shemais, Zeh Kelev Ameyu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. We see that Zeh is a reference to Hashem. And he said, what do I need this for? V'kafa b'tchis ha'mesim, he denied the revival of the dead. So like it says in the Pasuk, he said, Hine ha'anoichi ha'ilich lamas, says over there in that parish, he says, behold, I'm going to die, as if then there's nothing after that, which denies that there's tchis ha'mesim. So what do we need the b'chayra? What do you mean you need it? You need it when you'll have tchis ha'mesim. And b'shar is a b'chayra, and he degraded the service of the firstborn. So like the Pasuk says explicitly, b'yivas Esav as a b'chayra, that Esav degraded the position of being the firstborn. And regarding the other interpretations, that's how we see that that happened that day, but Avraham Avinu didn't see that, and that was a blessing of Bakoil. And the other interpretation, for Sha'as Yishmol B'tshuva B'yam Avinol, and how do we know that Yishmol repented when Avraham Avinu was still alive? Ki Had Ravina V'Rav Chama Barbuzi, like these two Talmid Chacham were speaking. Havayasvi Kamei D'Rava, they were sitting in front of Rava, but Komanam Nim Rava, and Rava was dozing off. So Amalei Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi says, Vade Damritu, is it true that you say, Kol Misei Shesh B'Gviya, whenever it talks about a person's death in the Torah, and they use the term Gviya, Zuhi Misasna Shal Tzadikim, it's a reference to the death of the righteous? Malayin, he said yes. So he asked back, but Vadar Mabel, regarding the generation of the flood where they were not righteous, and yet to use the term Gviya. So Malayin said to him, Anan Gviya Vasifa Kamin. We said that when there's Gviya and Asifa, which are both terms of dying and gathering in, that's a reference to a righteous person. Oh, but he asked him, Vaha Yishmal. But Yishmal, the Chsibbe Gviya Vasifa, and he was not a righteous person. In the meantime, while that question was asked, Rava woke up from his dozing off. And Amalui said to them, Dardiki, my children, this is what Rabbi Yechon has said. Yishmol asa tshuva b'chayav. Yishmol repented when his father was still alive. Shemak, it says the pasuk in Bereishis, v'yikbru oisa Yitzchak v'yishmol banav. That his sons, Yitzchak, and then it says Yishmol, they buried him, his sons. Obviously that Yishmol let Yitzchak go first because he repented and he understood that Yitzchak is the greater of the two. Now the Gemara asks, but he says v'dilma derech chachmasin kachashav lahu. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the pasuk is just counting them in the order of their wisdom. But maybe Yishmol did not let Yitzchak go first. It's just saying the pasuk is mentioning Yitzchak first because he's the greater of the two in wisdom. On that, the Gemara answers no, because El Me'atik. And then if that would be the case, then another pasuk in Bereishis that says v'yikbru esav Esav Yaakov banav, that Esav, and then it mentions Yaakov's sons buried Yitzchak. My time alay chashav lahu derech chachmasin. Then why wouldn't the pasuk mentioning over there in the order of the wisdom, where Yaakov was more wise than Esav? Rather, that's like we were saying before, but the akdame from the fact that the pasuk mentions in the burial of Avram, Yitzchak before Yishmol, must be because adbere that Yishmol told and spoke to Yitzchak, told him that he should go first. From the fact that he went and told him to go first, that could tell us that obviously he repented while his father was still alive. That is because by the time the burial came, he let his younger brother go in front of him, obviously because he understood his place and that he repented. That's that interpretation of Hashem Berech as Avram Bakayl.